Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can once again spend a few moments in your word and be ministered to by it. And Lord, guide us as we would listen to you and as we would pray this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I mentioned, I think last time or two, the last five Psalms, 146 through 150, are all hallelujah Psalms because they all start and end with hallelujah. And that is, of course, kind of a universal international language for praise the Lord. Psalm 148 has only one message. So you don't have to worry about remembering 10 points on Psalm 148. It's pure praise. Pure praise, we're to praise him. Nothing else is asked of us but to praise him. You don't have to worry about murmuring or complaining and about distractions and all that stuff. It just praise him, right? So we will begin with singing this old hymn, "To God Be the Glory," because in the hymn, the refrain, which we'll have a couple of verses here, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done." So this is a little short one from Billy Graham, but let's sing along.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. You'll find it on your song sheet. And join in with us, please, as we lift our voices in song together.
To God be the glory.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Together, everyone.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son.
Psalm 148, praise to the Lord from creation. We have quite a list of things that are mentioned here in creation. And you're covered, I'm covered, we're all covered. It begins with hallelujah, praise the Lord. And then it repeats it, praise the Lord from the heavens. So we begin up high, and we start to descend. We begin at the top. There's nothing higher than the heavens, really, at least from a spiritual standpoint. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Now, some people say, well, Angels can't sing. The Bible says it doesn't say angels sing. It just says angels say. Well, this word praise him is mean with song. So angels sing. You look at Job 38:7, it's the same word. You look at Isaiah 6:3, the same word. It means to worship in song. So how do you worship in song? I guess you could hum. Maybe they don't sing. Maybe they just hum. I don't know. But at any rate, we're not going to quarrel about that. Praise him, all you his angels, it says. Praise him, all you his hosts. So that's heavenly hosts and all kinds of hosts, I guess. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. That's only 10 to the 25th power, you know, just a trillion, trillion stars, that's all. Think of the singing from 10 or trillion, whatever it is, 10 to the 25th time. As a matter of fact, as you read this psalm, the thought occurred to me, which is kind of strange, I guess, but if everything in creation, if you could hear it, wouldn't it be something? And I don't think it would be chaos, because nothing from the Lord is chaotic. It's already been mentioned this morning about the crashing of the waves. But the crashing of the waves, or anything that you want to hear, and you can hear the sound of the deep whales, whatever they do, and the porpoises, and all these other things that you can hear at times. And, you know, we just have so many things. But praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heaven. How many heavens do we have in the scripture? Well, I think we have at least three, because we're talking about the third heaven. Paul went to the third heaven, we read. And the second heaven, as I think, that's the part above the star, above the atmosphere. And first heaven, that's where you fly when you get off the ground, I guess. But at any rate, all you heavens, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. So this would probably be above the first heaven, is where the waters would be above that, I guess. I don't know. But just all the heavens, praise the Lord. Verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord. So have you praised him yet today? I mean, I know you did, just saying, let God be the glory. But before that, did you praise him? Did you thank him when you got up this morning, first thing? Or did you go through your list of all of the Ukraine, Beijing, and all these terrible things that are happening out there? I hope you're thinking about him. If you're thinking about anything else but him, you're thinking about second or third or 15th or 49th best, right? Let them praise the name of the Lord for now. This is why. Why do we praise him? There's a couple of reasons here given to us. For, because he commanded, and they were created. You've been created by him. And for his also establishing them forever and ever. We are established as his children forever and ever. You can't say that about your favorite cat or your favorite dog. Or at least they don't have a soul. I don't know where they're going to be, but I think they'll be back in the dust. But not so with man. We're created in his image. We're created in his image. And he called us before the foundation of the world, we read. He has established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Now, when God decrees you're forever and ever, you think that's going to end. Well, the decree was only for 49 and a half years. You know that then after that, you're on your own. No, forever you are his. Forever you are his. So we praise him, right, for his faithfulness. Now we're going to come up from the earth and kind of move up a little bit. Praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. So, you know, his word was fulfilled a couple of days ago, wasn't it? Did you notice any wind? I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago, whenever it was. Fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. You know, if I had to sit down today and write everything that I could think of as created, I couldn't come up with half of this list, I don't think. I said, well, I can't think of any more, you know, but here they are, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of all the earth. Okay? That includes the Negroes of the world. Not anymore, but it includes the kings we have today, doesn't it? They're big names in the news today, but you won't see them in the book of Revelation or anywhere else. But notice the last part of that phrase, and all peoples. So that's all of us, right? We're to praise him. And if you don't get that, then he continues to identify princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men, that'll be a few of you, and maidens, that'll be a few of you, and then old men, that'll be a few of us, and children. So it's got everybody, right? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. He is the only God of gods. There are many gods out there. You go up to anybody in the street, say, do you believe in God? And they'll all say yes. But what God are they believing in? Most of them do not believe in the one true and living God. His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn or the power or the authority of his people. You're his people. We're his people. Believers are his people. He's given us his power, his authority. All authority has been given to me on heaven and earth. Now you go, right? You go and make disciples of all nations. He has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Isn't that great? He's exalting your praise when you praise him. The praise of all his saints. And, of course, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. He loves Israel. That's his wife. That's Jehovah's wife. We are the bride of Christ, we believers. But Jehovah was, and he still is, the husband of Israel. And so it ends in, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the simple, pure instruction in this psalm to praise you. And Lord, we want to do that with our whole heart, Lord. So help us this morning to put away other distractions and things that are not of you. And help us to pray for the things that are led by your Spirit as we spend these moments in prayer. Lead us now in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Yes, Lord. As we're coming to the end of the hour here, thank you for praying. The water's on, by the way. So if anybody has to go to the bathroom, it's working. Wanted to just, as we close in praising the Lord, we just wanted to encourage all of us to remember the glory of whose we are and to praise him. We talk about things so tough now, they're nothing compared to what it will be. Eternally, as Mary has prayed for the lost, that's what's important, eternal issues. Not kings and kingdoms which will rise and fall. Not democracies which come and go. They're important, but they're all going to pass away, right? All going to pass away. Those of you who love children, do you remember every 3 days we got 1 million new babies? 1 million plus. Every 3 days we have about half of that dying. 160,000 a day die. And that's the ones that I'm more concerned about than the 370,000 babies, because when they die, right? That's the end. That's the end. Now, they all will have the access to creation, every single one. Nobody goes to hell unless they choose to go there. And I do believe right now where the church is growing the fast are the areas that we're praying for that are in the greatest danger. I think the greatest danger is peace, living in peace and prosperity and wealth, like much of this country. Lukewarmness, lackadaisicalness, no concern, I don't need the Lord. So we're in the best time ever for the church, I think, because we don't have to go very far today to find somebody who's scared, right? And fear is one of the greatest motivators. Why would you want a Savior if you're not afraid of dying? So we've got a built-in, beautiful situation here, and we know that when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, that'll be the end. And God knows that. We don't. And every day he waits. Or not waits. He's not waiting. He knows exactly. We are waiting. He's not waiting. fact, I don't even like that term, Lord tarries. The Lord doesn't tarry in terms of, well, I guess he doesn't quite have it together yet. We got to wait a little longer. No, that's us talking about, I want it today, and it may not be today, right? But think how many will come to the Lord today. So we read that, he's not slack in his purposes that any should perish. Remember that verse. When all of you and me are saying, well, I want him to come now. Well, maybe you do, but you don't have any say-so, really, so forget it. But until he takes us home, and as Max said, I think for most of us, I don't think the rapture of the church is our greatest concern. I think our greatest concern is where are we going to be in our last breath, and our evangelism is over. We can't pray for other people at that point. And so we all have a very limited amount of time. Very limited. So are we going to use it? Are we going to complain and murmur and groan? And oh, I've got it so bad. The temperature's 71. I want it 72, you know. Water pressure is a little bit low now. I wish the water pressure was a little higher. At any rate, I got a couple of songs. I couldn't figure out what to close with today, so I got two songs. So we'll sing one contemporary, which is new, and then we'll sing another one, which is 400 years old. And then you can let me know later, or you can let yourself know later, which one of these songs goes through your mind all day long. And so maybe it'll be different for all of us. But let's sing this, We Praise You. I think there's 29 praises in this song, so it's kind of hard to overlook on Psalm 148. We Praise You.
Let it rise, let praise arise. We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it rise, let praise arise. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. We will not survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side, forever lifted high. Will all creation cry out, we praise you. Oh, 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 oh. We praise you. Oh, 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 oh. We praise you.
Father, we thank you as this Psalm 148 is filled with praise, and we've just lifted our voice saying, we praise you, we praise you. This is what heaven sounds like, Lord. We can't imagine what it will sound like, but Lord, if it's praising you, we want to be there. Guide each one today, Lord. You've heard the prayers, and we have our marching orders, so to speak. But may we be filled with praise, Lord. It is you we want to. We're here to glorify you. We're created to bring you glory. May you find glory in each of us today, Lord, that would glorify you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you all for coming.